KBBS, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio now with the Johnson County YMCA, Tim Cahal. Tim, how you doing?
Doing well. Glad to be here.
Excellent. And you know, the last time we were here, I don't know if we teased it on the air, but you told me about it off the air, that you wanted to come back because you were unveiling a new website.
Yes, sir. We're really excited about it.
Tell us a little bit about the website. What makes it different from what you had before?
So I'll go back even just a little bit further. When Big Tim Miner came on here with us, we really sat down and thought about, you know, strengths, weaknesses, what we're doing really well. And one of the spots that came up that could be done better is communication. It's a big county. A lot of people live a little further away. That communication can really be difficult. And with Tim having the background in website design, made that a real natural avenue to go through. Our old website worked fine, was pretty standard though. This new one is awesome. You click on it, jcfymca.org. Right at the very top, you get what's called the master slider. It's this huge, just picture little show. If it's got a kid swimming, that's advertising swim lessons. If you're seeing a basketball, it's talking about basketball. And we update those regularly. As you come down, you get into the interactive calendars. This is really my favorite part. I love these things. So if, let's say you wanted to take a spin class and the weather's really bad. If you click on that part of the calendar and you see spinning is still there, by the time you leave your house, it's going to happen. If you were to call me right now and say, hey, I can't make my class in 30 minutes, I can pull it from my phone and it's just gone. We have those calendars for fitness, aquatics, athletics, activities, and events. So really, it's covering everything that's going on down there. Those have been hugely used already, and we're really, really proud of them.
And how long have you had the new website up?
It's been up for just about 2 months now.
Okay. And it's one of those things, anytime you put out something new like a website, there's always a few kinks and things that got to get worked out along the way.
There is, yeah. And that's why I didn't announce it last time. I was hoping to, but we were right in that phase of those few days of kinks. But everything is clicking just as smooth can be right now.
Excellent. And so one of the big things you're talking about with the interactive calendar is that you guys can keep that like up to date, minute to minute, as far as cancellations, if there's bad weather, that sort of thing. People can know exactly what's going on and what is no longer going on.
Absolutely. And I've been there with Y for like 8 years now. And one of the most common calls we get is there open swim and is there an open gym? Go right on the calendar, and it's going to tell you spot by spot, is swim lessons going on? Is half the gym open? Is the whole gym open? Is it open swim, lap swim? It's all detailed out from the time we open to the time we close.
You know, it's awesome that people can just get on their computer or on their phone. I'm assuming it's mobile friendly.
It does. It'll mirror in a mobile, tablet, and desktop. The desktop version is the nicest, but they all look pretty sweet.
Sure. And so, yeah, people can check that out. And it's nice that they can see all these things, you know, up to the minute sort of thing, just by going on the website. But you're still going to get phone calls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we always welcome to talk to people.
Absolutely. So it's awesome. You got to, you know, it's always exciting when you get a new website, something like that. I'm sure you guys are also on Facebook as far as updating people with stuff.
We are, yeah. We're also on Facebook. And a lot of like the blog posts that we write, we'll share right over to Facebook to link you right back, which kind of brings in me into my next section. A blog was another thing we started doing. And Tim really came in and preached the value of this. And I was skeptical. I don't know about a blog. I'd read it or not, but it's really, really cool to see if you write this, just here's your basic info that you really need. If you want to continue reading, go ahead. Here's a little bit more of everything going on. We've got a subscribe now link to where if you're only interested in fitness classes and the pool and don't care about 3-on-3 basketball, you can click to just those categories that you want to see. And anytime something new comes up, can be delivered right to your inbox.
That's very cool. You can kind of specialize it toward each person, or they can specialize it themselves.
Absolutely. And that's what it is really handy about it.
Yeah, yeah. Those, you know, interactive websites are nice. It's and as I mentioned before, it's always nice to unveil something new as the public gets used to it and uses it more and more often. I'm sure they'll start to appreciate it even more.
For sure. And that was really our communication pieces, was that blog and that interactive calendar, master slider at top. But another thing that we felt that we do well, but maybe people don't know, is how many community partners the Y actually has. You know, it's a small town and a lot, everyone kind of works together, but you don't really know to what level. So another section is if you're in there, is the Friends of the Y campaign. Every month we're picking another friend of the Y to do a partnership with. So we'll have a small YMCA project, and then our partner project has something small where you can go right on there, read about what it is, what the impact is to each organization, and then choose to donate with some simple click now buttons. You can pick a custom field for that. Last month, we worked with the senior center. They were looking for some more coolers that could keep the meals safe temperature and warm if someone was out at a doctor's appointment when they dropped off, for instance. This month, it's a USA Swim Club. So that's another thing we're really proud of to be able to be pushing on with.
And, you know, it's nice. When I first came here, I was very surprised in a town this size that the Y has as much as it has. I mean, that's a very nice YMCA with the swimming pool and all that. You normally don't see that in a town with, you know, around 5,000 people. It's very nice to have that here.
We are. We're very fortunate. We're actually the smallest town in the nation with a self-sustaining YMCA. So to be able to have that, we are really, really blessed.
Absolutely. So hopefully people are taking advantage of that. What do you want to hit on anything else with the website?
Yeah, just one more thing. As we were going through this process and really thinking as strengths, weaknesses, things we're doing that people maybe don't know, we started realizing that though we love the Y's mission, we also wanted to come up with our own. And living right here at the base of the Bighorns, we have so much opportunity to be not just indoors, but outdoors. Whether you're getting yourself ready for those outdoor adventures, whatever it is, and got us really thinking that our own personal mission is to inspire lifelong health and wellness by providing a safe and supportive environment where everyone can pursue their best self. Health and wellness is so much more than just gym and swim. It's those people that are sitting in the lobby having a cup of coffee because they didn't have anyone else to talk to. It's a game of pickup ball. There's so many different avenues to health and wellness besides just lifting weights.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Y, you mentioned the things you do. And what are some of the special events you have coming up with the Y as we are now rolling into, everyone's hoping, spring?
Absolutely. I know I'm on that short list of hoping for spring. But yeah, this summertime also marks special event season for us. Our first one coming up will be June 9th and 10th, which is our 3-on-3 battle on the blacktop. Always really exciting. We're adding a couple new twists to it this year with a free throw shootout, a 3-point competition, add a little extra festivities.
Here's a question. Do you have to be a part of the 3-on-3 to get in the special contest, the 3-point and the free throw?
No, you don't.
Okay.
So if you're walking down the street, jump on in. Like, yeah. I probably won't be on a team, but by God, I'm shooting free throws.
Yeah, I think I might do that too, because you don't have to run around to shoot free throws and 3-pointers. I can still stand there and shoot the ball. I just don't want to run up and down the court all day long.
And we're lining out some pretty cool prizes for that. Come in and do it anytime throughout the day. You can come in, enter into that portion, and then we'll actually have a designated time for the championship bracket.
Oh, well, that's cool. So the first part of it, people can do at their convenience.
Exactly. Oh, if you're between games, running down to IGA and just decide, hey, I'm going to go shoot
lunch
my basketballs real quick. Exactly. Come on down, get registered, shoot your baskets, and we'll be in touch if you make the top tier for the championship on Sunday afternoon.
Excellent. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you haven't had those contests in the past?
Nope. That'll be a new twist this year. Proceeds will go to help support our travel basketball program that we're starting through the Y.
If you ever do a dunk contest and you add a trampoline in front, I could get into that.
Or I could put up an 8-foot hoop, too.
There you go. And so what other special events do you have coming up?
So after that, we'll roll into the Johnson County Classic Golf Tournament, which I'm not going to speak too far on. That'll be our next big secret, but it's going through a complete revamp. I'm personally not a big part of that this year, but Tim and Jill are really proud of where they've went so far with it, and that should be a really cool event. And then the marquee event of the summer is the 40-year anniversary of the Klondike 10K. So that's pretty cool that event's been going along for 40 years. It's the oldest 10K in our area. The 5K will also be going, the kids' runs.
Do you have to be a kid to do the kids' run?
Unfortunately, yes. I've got 100-meter for 5 years old and under, and then 12 and under will be able to do a half mile or a mile.
Okay.
And those are completely free, come one, come all, on that. And then the 5K, 10K, and then we've also joined up with the American Volksmarts Association that's opened that 10K route to be able to walk it. They have an earlier start, but it really is a neat, iconic course. It crosses private property, so it's only open that one time a year, but we're really proud of the event.
Yeah, very cool. So we've got those special events coming up. Again, give everybody the website address so they can check out the new website.
jcfymca.org.
All right. We're talking with Tim Cahal with the YMCA. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. This is KBBS 1450 on your AM dial, 103.5 on the FM dial. It is currently about 25 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.